Last month, Brock Maleth, president of the Transgender Allies group in Reno, spoke to the PEB board asking members to remove a provision that states,
any procedure or treatment designed to alter physical characteristics of those of the opposite sex, and any other services, treatments, drugs, or diagnostic procedures or studies related to sex transformations are excluded.
In other words, any treatment that will change a person's physical or biological traits and any condition resulting from this treatment isn't covered. This includes hormone therapy, behavioral and psychological counseling, and gender reassignment surgery. All of these treatments are deemed medically necessary for transgender people by the American Medical Association. The PEB board voted unanimously in favor of analyzing a plan design change that includes removing the exclusionary clause. The motion came from board member Jeff Garofalo.
I have some experience with this. I have transgender clients and friends and business colleagues, and I have had an exposure to the issue. And I do think the actual cost and the utilization is extremely low.
The cost of implementing this change is what the PEB board is currently investigating. Those figures will help members determine if and how to proceed. Officials are waiting to comment any further until they meet again next month. At this point, there hasn't been any vocal opposition from the public. Providing medical insurance coverage to transgender people is a growing national trend. Companies like Apple, Microsoft, and Caesars Entertainment already offer these benefits, but some insurance companies are holding back and have argued that being transgender is a choice, and therefore any treatment is considered cosmetic. Maleth says the discrimination and stigma surrounding gender identity has been a major cause for the exclusion. That's why he wants to make one thing very clear.
Gender identity has nothing to do with sexual orientation, but it has everything to do with how does an individual see themselves and how do they relate to other people within our society.
The PEB board will meet next month to discuss the results of the cost analysis. If they decide to move forward and offer transgender health coverage, the change will take effect next summer. Esther Chemakili, Reno Public Radio News.